my secrets are laid out, waiting for the moment. It will all be revealed. I don't know how to do it, and I never will. In the rodeo of sadness, I am thrown down, but I don't.
Life's not bad right now.
Ooh, I can't complain.
So I think I might go to this party that this girl invited me to.
Oh, oh, oh.
And so I get dressed, I look at myself in the mirror, and I say, oh no, is that what I really look like? I don't wanna be me, but that's only half of the time. Cause inside I know I'm cool, so cool. I just wanna be cool. You can't tell me that I'm cool. I've always wanted to be cool.
WMFO Tufts Radio. You're tuned into the 5 o'clock hour listening to The Will. I'm Will Wilson, and I got a couple special guests on today's show. Sitting to my right, a man with beautiful hair. He's so excited to be here. What's your name?
I'm Jack.
Oh, Carell. We're gonna have to do. Oh, I see what was wrong. Here, speak now.
I'm Jack.
That's Jack.
It's great to be here on The Will.
And sitting right next to Jack.
I'm Caleb.
You're gonna have to use that one. Just swing the one over. No, no, wait, that, try that one. Try that one. Try the microphone.
Hello.
Oh no.
This is
oh no, wait, is there any other over there? No. Oh no, wait, are they, wait, really? Do they not? Oh no.
Oh God.
That's really bad. All right, well, you guys
can share
mic four, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, I'm Caleb. Psyched to be here and happy to have a voice.
Yeah.
I feel like such an amateur.
That's fine.
Making you guys have to use the same mic.
People usually silence me. So.
Yeah.
Happy to be heard.
He's lucky that we're even giving him the time of day.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you for letting me come.
Real quick, looking at the weather for today, we got 37 degrees with a high of 44.
Nice.
Low humidity, a little bit of wind. It's going to be another same cruddy day, like the same ones we've been dealing with for like multiple days in a row now. Yeah.
Gray and sad.
It's pretty unfortunate. I don't know why they do it to us.
Hey, you know what? There's a plan. That's all we know is that it's going to.
Not sure I buy that one, Jack.
Yeah, me either, actually. But so, you know.
Just to hop into something real quick. I know for all of our viewers out there, Jack and Caleb are fellow movie buffs, probably bigger movie buffs than myself. Like,
wow. Don't undersell yourself.
This is your show. Yeah,
I like films, but I can't stand up to you guys sometimes. You guys are pretty big titans.
Pretty tall.
Yeah, giant. Pretty big titans.
Let the record show that we're both very tall.
Yeah,
very tall.
Colossal.
Jack is taller than I am.
Especially in the movie world. I saw Isle of Dogs.
Yeah, so did we actually.
We saw it together.
See, yeah. You guys already saw it. Yeah.
What did you
segment over?
That's it. That's the whole bit. Is that you guys? You guys beat me to it. Yep.
What do you think?
I thought it was all right. I thought the music was wonderful.
Yeah,
that was my favorite part. That was my favorite part.
Yeah, the music was really good. I thought the visuals were awesome too.
Oh yeah. I mean,
story wise, I don't know. It kind of lost me a little bit.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on. Like
twists and turns.
It was like jumping around.
Yeah. Like that awesome song, Jump Around.
What?
You know, it's
okay,
fine.
All right. I know. So the music like really got me when it was those three kids drumming at the beginning.
Oh, incredible.
It was
incredible.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
With the awesome like cuts into, it starts really far back.
So good.
Exactly.
Really cool.
It reminds me of the show Ping Pong the Animation, if you guys have ever seen that.
No.
Never.
No?
All right, maybe we'll have to pull up a few clips, but yeah. it's really good. It's seriously, it's like, it's a ping pong anime, but it's just like, it's
about,
like super
like,
short, and the
like
art
table
style,
tennis, right?
Yeah, exactly, okay. But the art style is radically different from like traditional like manga or anime, though. It's
okay.
It's like, it's way different.
How
and
so?
It has a lot of backlash. Oh, I don't know art. Like, I don't know.
Jeez.
How I don't know how it's different, but
let it be known that the Will is
the
an
Will
artless.
Will Wilson knows nothing about art or movies.
Yeah.
Or music. Who let this guy in here?
Oh man. Yeah, it's really neat. I think you guys are gonna like it.
Okay. Great. All right, I'm
Isle
excited.
Dogs?
We're just gonna No, we already saw it.
We established that.
No, the ping pong show.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, we're just gonna watch that for the rest.
Okay.
All right. So
I didn't commit to watching that, Will.
We didn't sign anything.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my show, so.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right, you win.
When I have a show, we won't watch ping
That's
pong
the one
the anime.
Thing we won't do.
The things you're allowed to do on the show, though, are pretty, like, they're pretty bizarre.
Are you allowed to cough?
I'm not supposed to.
Oh,
it makes me look unprofessional.
Well, take one of those. Yeah. There you go. Nice cough drop.
The things you're allowed to do are crazy. Like, the guy that was before me last semester, I walked in on him and he was playing whale noises one day.
Well,
that was really funny.
Surprisingly, in the Somerville area, there's a huge market for that because there are
really?
No whales. So where are people going to hear any
it's
whale
true.
Noises other than the radio?
Oh,
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't the W in WMFO stand for whale noises?
And doesn't the O stand for oh? You know, whale sound.
Whale,
I thought that was kind of...
The full name is Whale Noises MFO.
There's no N.
That's pretty clever.
The W
that's...
is Whale Noises.
Yeah.
It's not just the whale.
Yeah.
Okay, Whale Noises is one word.
Yeah, exactly.
We should make a band called the Whale Noises.
Sorry, I have one already.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's just two people on bass that kind of like...
Yeah, everyone...
They kind of just both play the same note and then like just stretch it just a little bit.
Right, exactly.
So it's just really dissonant.
Yeah.
Everyone's favorite type of band, two basses.
They'll throw on like a little.
Yeah,
like
two bases in a triangle. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you know. For like that high pitched ding that whale noises offer.
Yeah.
You really got to get out more, man.
Yeah. You don't know enough about whale noises.
What can I say? There's none in the area.
Yeah.
Oh, like, exactly. Who's to blame, right?
You're a product of your environment.
Very true. So, guys, how you been recently? What's going on?
I've been incredible. I mean, I'm very stressed. There's lots to do.
Which is it?
You didn't let me finish. Listen, I'm going to stay as vague as possible. I am incredible but horrible, happy but sad. I think I've had a lot of work to do, but I think that it's been good work and it's been fun for me. And I know everyone listening cares. And,
You can go into more detail.
Okay.
I can guarantee you our listeners care.
They like detail. They do.
Yeah.
Do you handpick them?
I mean,
I
don't go through the swarming crowds and I want you to listen.
You don't choose who you want. It's just you remove the people you know don't care. You forbid them from listening.
Exactly. You'd be surprised. I mean, we have a whole, 200 listeners right now. That's pretty good for five.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I'm happy about that. 200 close friends now, we can say.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, like, almost 200. Very close.
Yeah, very three, close. But you'd round up.
No. We're a little more.
Oh, four?
Wow.
Anyways. So you're doing great.
I'm doing
not
great.
Well.
I mean, I think, it's getting to the end of the semester. There's exams. But also, you got to think about how sort of time is winding down and you're going to really got to value your time with your friends, and that is what really matters. And so I'm trying to make every day,
Just be the end of the show right
now. All right.
There.
See you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm in the same boat with that.
And it's nice. It's hard to sort of keep on your mind, but I think it's important.
I noticed my Google Calendar of April is more filled up than any other month I've had, and it might just be because
the rain.
Yeah.
Exactly.
April showers bring May flowers.
It's true. Don't you know about it?
And May flowers bring pilgrims.
I thought it was graduation.
No.
Doesn't rhyme, so yeah. I don't remember it.
Yeah. April May flowers bring pilgrims. Yes. You know the Mayflower?
What do pilgrims bring?
No, explain
famine and disease.
Yeah, explain to me the Mayflower, Will.
Quick, 15 seconds.
15 seconds. And I'm gonna wait. Right, and
yeah. Oh my god, an 8-second wait.
Yeah.
Our thousands of listeners.
And the Mayflower is what brought pilgrims over to the United States from Great Britain.
You make it sound so passive. Yeah. Like it brought them over.
Yeah.
Like they happened to
it
be
was,
over.
It was an autonomous boat that decided.
That day happened to float to shore.
I couldn't even finish it because you guys got me going.
It's like JJ the jet plane, but a boat.
Oh, God. Now let's talk. We're going to talk about art, okay?
Oh, have you guys ever seen those like infomercials from like the early 2000s advertising just videos of trains?
Yes.
Oh my god, I totally forgot about those.
I think we've talked about them before, haven't we?
We might have.
And it's
like
just
no
like
no one's talked to me about those in 10
anyone's
years.
Talked about them
ever.
Yeah, it was an unspoken truth.
Yeah, one guy made those videos and put them to air and never said a word about them to anyone.
I remember talking about it. It's and literally the name of them is just lots and lots of trains.
Oh my god, awesome. I totally forgot about that.
It's that deep voice announcer who goes,
trains.
Lots and lots of jets and planes. Except that's jets and planes, not...
That's a different iteration.
You could literally change that with anything, though. It could be like, lots and lots of birds and cranes.
That's it. I can't think of anything else.
That's it.
Lots and lots of valleys and plains.
Lots and lots of lions and mane.
That one's a little out there.
Right. Oh, a little avant-garde.
What do you think those videos were about? Like, do you think it was literally
a cultural commentary?
I know what they did do is they did something along the lines where they're like, We show all kinds of trains, like red ones, blue ones, green ones, yellow ones. And then it would start naming off models, like an S50. Yeah. And it's like, that means nothing to a little
kid.
How
do you remember this so well?
Yeah, you are very well versed.
You see it and it pops right back into my mind.
I mean, I may or may not watch that.
Oh, man. No. I'm sorry.
Will, I think I gotta
go. Yeah, we gotta head out. My mom's calling. Yeah.
Never. So. I would never. I would never watch it.
I'm getting a text from my doctor. He said, don't avoid anyone.
Avoid
who
anyone actually. But anyone who actually watches it.
Yeah.
Here, we'll throw it on real quick.
Oh, perfect.
Great.
Here they come. Wow. Down the track. It's lots and lots of.
Oh yeah.
Two of the greatest trains.
lots of trains
we've ever offered, and now through this special offer, you get two videos for the price of one.
Two videos for one.
Big trains, little trains, payment of
$200.
Even trains that blow through snow.
Oh, right. I remember that.
I totally
wait. So this is interesting though, because we are all from
toy trains, trolley trains.
Totally,
we are all from different sides of the country.
Completely different sides.
A national endeavor by this guy.
Yeah, that's true. That's crazy that this was a national advertisement.
It was. Yeah.
Advertisement.
It was poorly made. It wasn't well done. So someone had the money to distribute.
The other one was lots and lots of jets and planes.
Oh,
that's what it was.
Right. Well. All right. Well, we're gonna have to edit.
Sorry, listeners, for the lies.
Yeah.
I hate to spread false information. Yeah. So I'm glad we got that. Yeah. Glad we got that fixed.
Wow. Where did that come from in your memory?
Oh, he's been waiting.
I don't know. Caleb's doing like well, but not well. That's kind of what brought it out.
So well, but the trigger phrase was well, but not well. And all of a sudden, lots of trains.
There was a really nice segue. I don't remember what it was.
Fair enough. Why revisit it?
Exactly. It but we're going to go in.
So
service.
Jack, how are you doing?
How me doing?
Yeah, what's up?
I'm in a similar boat as Caleb, I would think.
Which boat? Mayflower?
Yeah. Remember. Yeah, we don't know.
You don't know. It might be the Mayflower.
Yeah. I'm good. I think I realized that this semester that work is harder sometimes than others. Like last semester, I thought was plenty difficult, and I signed myself up for lots of hard classes.
Oh, man.
And it's been it's certainly been an adjustment. But it's also made me realize like what kind of things I think I want out of college, which has been truly valuable. And like I don't want to spend all my time working because I want to do other stuff.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's a big part of it.
I want to get up in the morning and listen to The Will at 4 a.m.
5?
It's 5.
5? No, I don't to be compared to my 4 a.m. competitor.
I gotta make sure that I'm awake. Yeah, sure, I could get up at 5, but then I'd miss the first 15 minutes
all right,
of banter.
All right, that's very true. That's very true.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're just going to be at the show all the time. I'll just need a co-guest.
Okay.
A co-guest. And just say a co-star.
Yeah, co-host. But yeah. Maybe if you're lucky, you'll be promoted to co-host or from co-guest.
Yeah.
You can't even be a guest by yourself.
Yeah, you have to bring someone with you.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. Weather's looking nice, too. Like, at least this morning it was nice. And this week should be nice. It's getting warmer.
I mean,
By Friday and Saturday, we're looking at 60 and 70.
I don't buy it.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
That's good news.
You don't buy it? No. Look at Google Weather, dude.
Google Weather, that's your weather service.
Google Weather is actually my weather service of choice.
That's the most, like, it's just, no.
What?
I don't know what.
That's the weather they want you to read.
Exactly. You don't know what. You don't know where that's coming from.
You're just eating it
I mean, no, it says moreonweather.com, so if I click on that, that's where it's from.
Moreonweather.com?
Moreonweather.
Moreonweather. Okay. Because I would like to hear more
what does,
on weather.
What does Google get out of lying to me about the weather?
They get your...
National embarrassment on the wheel.
Exactly.
Which is the best prize of all.
That's the goal.
Yeah, Thursday we're looking at like 50s. Friday is upper 60s. Saturday's lower 60s.
Oh, wow.
Lower 60s is kind of the best to me.
And then we have snow on Sunday.
Exactly. I was about to say that. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. But then it goes right back up to 50s on Monday,
Tuesday.
Okay, this
is so strange.
So like... Wait, remind me all where you're from again.
I'm from Boston. But this is still weird.
You're from Boston.
I'm from outside of Philadelphia.
Jack's out of Philly. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're from
Idaho.
Yes. So
the weather behaves.
But I wanted your listeners to hear.
Yeah. Thank you. The weather behaves normally over there, mostly. And I don't know. Is this normal?
No, it's really weird. And I think about like the poor squirrels who have literally no idea what's going on. Right. And they're sitting in their house. I don't know where squirrels are.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're sitting in my house. It's too cold and they have to find heat somewhere.
And then, you know, it's like 87 degrees one day and they're like, oh, it's spring, and they stretch out.
Yeah, whatever. And they wake up from
hibernation. Oh, and they have to go right back to sleep the next day.
I don't think squirrels actually hibernate.
Well, you know, it's a phrase. It's an idiom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the famous idiom. Squirrels hibernating for winter and then get scared by warm weather.
Right.
Did you ever have bear safety training on how to avoid bears?
Yeah, in the middle of a city of Philadelphia. They admitted that it was low risk, but important enough to know anyway. That, you know, we don't, if you see a bear, okay, to be fair, we didn't have bear training, but everyone always tells you that if a bear comes up to you, just, like, play dead and let them
bat you around. Whoa, what kind of bear?
Oh, you don't know.
Well...
I mean, a bear is just a bear. You're never going to see one, so a bear is just a bear.
Yeah.
It's actually very important to get
types.
It right. Really?
No.
Polar bears?
True.
Koala.
Penguin?
Yeah. One of these things is not like the other.
What's the difference between lion and bears?
One has lots and lots of mane.
Yep. Okay, then jaguars and bears.
Oh,
fast!
You've got us
and
there.
Not fast.
What about wolves?
That's the
and bears?
Only difference for you—the speed.
Yeah. I'm really trying to.
I'll have you know, bears can run the speed of a horse.
I'm really trying to simplify this down. Okay, fine. Let me change that. More efficient at climbing.
Ooh.
What about?
And I'm talking about
squirrels.
The bears. Yeah, tiny, tiny. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Fair
well,
enough.
here's the thing with bears, right? Mm-hmm. If it's brown, lay down. And if it's black, fight back.
Oh, what if it's white?
If it's white, you're done for. Dude.
Aren't they? They're like the most vicious.
Polar bears
right?
are terrifying. They don't care if
do
you're
you
alive
see those
or dead.
In Idaho?
No.
How I'm do just you saying. No, you're listening to
because he had
propaganda.
Bear training.
I had legitimate bear training.
Mm-hmm.
Did some like animal guy with like a glove?
No, a bear attacked him. it was on the spot bear.
If you're in the Northwest where I'm from, you're facing more of a threat from cougar attacks than bears.
Really?
Oh, interesting.
Yep. Cougars like to hide up in the trees and you can't see them.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's actually it's terrifying.
They're like birds, but they pounce.
No, that's exactly what it is.
That's scary.
Don't walk alone.
What
you
does laugh. A cougar know?
That that's
troopy?
Like, that's actually how you do it, though.
Wow.
See, in cities, we're like afraid of taxes.
Right.
Stuff like, and
oh, no, you're terrified of taxes out west as well. Yeah. At least in Idaho.
Right, cougar taxes.
Yeah. The bears actually are the tax collectors.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's the true nightmare. That's
exactly.
That old school stereotype, they walk up and knock on your door with a top hat and a monocle, and they put a bag out in front of them. Expecting you to put your coins
like
in this bag.
Man.
Oh, the tax man.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that Beatles
song. Like the Beatles
song.
I love that
And
song.
Also from real life.
No.
Oh.
No. Fictional thing from the song.
looking at cougar attacks, it's important to be big. Show intimidation
so
techniques.
If you're less than 5'5", I'm sorry,
man. Better like next time.
Stay noisy. Don't be...
That's like a weird DJ.
Like, hey guys.
To all my listeners out there, stay noisy.
Yeah. Be yourself.
Don't
stay
be
noisy.
Fooled by a baby cougar.
Baby cougars will dress up like little people and ask for like Girl Scout cookies.
They look exactly like human babies. Be super careful.
Yeah.
It's important to not freak out and to stay smart.
These are so vague.
So when being attacked by a cougar, stay smart and stay noisy.
Yeah.
I mean, they have more to it, but I think just that gives you enough information.
Yeah.
You say it's vague. I mean, stay smart. Look at the tracks. Pay attention to what, you know, your surroundings.
Like the car tracks?
No, the foot tracks.
Show me the car tracks.
Yeah.
I think you guys in school had to learn how to read scat, right?
Like, what?
Scat, like jazz?
No.
Like the jazz singer?
No. Like that. Animal feces. You had to be able to tell what kind of...
Will? Absolutely not.
Yeah, me neither. That's weird.
Oh, it was a red herring.
Yeah, it was. Oh, yeah. God,
trying to
have you ever seen the movie Clue?
Yeah,
like based off the board game, the movie Clue. I've heard about it. Yeah. I never watched it, different from the game.
Because what it does is at the end of every episode, it's a red herring. At the end of the movie, there's a red herring
every time.
But at the end, it's like it was this person, and then it does a black screen, and it's like, but wait. The real ending is this, and then it does. Does another ending, but then it's like, just kidding. This is the actual ending, and then it shows
how you
the real ending.
Know? Doesn't that build up like trust issues?
You know, it's the real ending because it's the actual funny one. So
murder is funny.
Mr. Gray, who throughout the film is portrayed as
like 50 Shades
as homosexual, at the end. He ends up being the detective and the one who like finds the person and called the police.
Wait, should we do like a spoiler warning?
Spoiler warning for the movie Clue.
What year was it?
Sorry,
1991.
I'm gonna check out real quick.
Jack, cover your ears.
I've gotta watch. Can we actually just postpone the interview for like a solid hour and a half?
Came out
in 1985.
Anyways, this is the big joke, right? Uh-huh. At the end, they're like, so wait, Mr. Gray, what are you gonna do now? And he's like, I'm gonna go home and sleep with my wife. And then it zooms in and ends the film. That's the last joke.
Wait, was he the murderer?
No. He was
the detective, man.
Oh, I'm
no,
sorry.
It's actually like hilarious.
Detective murderer.
Detective John Murderer.
I'm gonna look at this list of actors and actresses and see if you can tell me any of these names. I'm pulling it up.
I mean, you're telling us the names.
I had Simpsons Clue.
Oh, interesting.
I
had Clue Jr. because we weren't able to discover a more complex mystery than that.
Mrs. Peacock was Eileen Brennan.
Oh, yeah.
Madeline Kahn.
No.
Michael McKean.
Wait, I think I do. He's in Better Call Saul.
Martin Mull.
I don't know.
Christopher Floyd.
Christopher Lloyd is in...
Oh, Lloyd. Excuse me.
Yeah, like Back
Lloyd.
To the Future.
Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah. He's Professor Plum.
Oh.
Typical.
Oh, I like Christopher Lloyd.
These names are ridiculous.
Does he always play a professor?
I don't know.
Yeah, Christopher Lloyd always...
Oh, you're probably right. Wait, was Christopher Lloyd Doc Brown?
Oh, hell yeah. Yes.
It's fine. That's like the meekest you can be with that.
Yep.
Can you really get mad at that? Because he was just excited about a Back to the Future character.
I love
character.
Back to the Future.
I don't know. Wait, where's Gray? I thought Gray was... Maybe I'm wrong.
You made that whole character up. You made that whole ending up.
Yeah, that whole three endings.
I swear the
that
ending...
That was the red herring the whole time.
I swear the ending is right. It might be Professor Plum. Who was actually?
All
right,
well,
hysterical.
I can look it up on the. Oh, there is no plot synopsis. You have to add one. Not enough people watching.
Should we add one?
Or enough people watched it where they figured they needed a synopsis. Exactly. Rotten Tomatoes is like everyone's seen Clue by now. It's 33 years down the line.
It's all right. Yeah.
Oh man.
They should make Parcheesi the movie.
Yeah.
Or Life the Movie. Or Sorry Sliders the Movie.
Wait, Life the Movie. That's pretty dull.
Yeah. That game is actually pretty dull.
The game's hard. Like, the game is actually very difficult.
I think... Okay, you go. Are you sure?
Yeah, you
I
do.
Wouldn't want to step on your toes.
Just remember, we're talking about the board game, not the cereal.
Oh, shoot. Okay, I'll have to change subjects then.
You know,
I was just going to say, I think Candyland, too. You know, it's one of those ones that's sort of gilded in your memory.
That might be interesting.
Go
yeah.
back and play it, though. Candyland is the simplest game. You pick a color and you go to it. And that's the only conflict
not even like
in the
that.
Game.
It's not even like that. You draw a card and it gives you a color.
You just move.
And you go, okay.
And there's no words.
There's nothing.
Really?
I don't know.
You might draw a card. You draw a card.
He's lying.
I've never played
You're playing. You're playing with like a younger kid and he draws the card and it's like the cinnamon land or whatever and he's like yes, I get to go there. You're like, actually that card's saved for later, so you just get to redraw. And then you draw like the plum land, which is the you got to go all the way back.
Right.
You're like, This one actually isn't supposed to be in here.
Because
it doesn't matter. Because there's no.
Yeah, the game is the game is not good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so can we start off our plan for playing that later?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry for all our Candyland lovers.
Yeah. Let's stop playing this game.
On the opposite side of,
I'll put the board away.
Yeah.
On the opposite side of like good and bad board games, you have like Settlers of Catan.
Yeah.
And Ticket to Ride. Have you ever played that?
No. But I do love Risk. Yeah. I think Risk is really good.
I've played it once and I've never touched it again.
I mean, one play is like 3 years.
It takes a couple days.
Yeah. It takes
a while.
But I love Risk. I love games. Yeah. I'm trying to think of more board games I really like.
Moncala.
Moncala's good.
Moncala's fun. I wasn't really coordinated enough for it.
My aunt and uncle have a lot of board games. They showed me one, I think it was like a couple years ago. It was called Istanbul. And it's very fun.
Really?
I want to get a copy of it. It's so much fun.
What do you do?
It's like a 16-tile board, and it's about like a marketplace. It has different
16 by 16.
4 by 4.
Okay.
And it has different locations on a map that you go to, and you like trade stuff, and it's like it's really fun. It has a lot of strategy to it, which makes it good.
Like right. You know, 16 choices. Which one do you do?
Yeah, you draw a card that tells you to go to a color, and it's one of 16 spaces.
One of 16 colors.
Yeah, and you go to that color.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's easy.
It's great.
What do you guys think of, this is an interesting topic, Cards Against Humanity.
Okay.
Because I like it, or I did like it, but it got kind of, I feel like everyone played it too much, and then everything gets old.
I think also part of the fun was definitely the, like, oh, it's Cards Against Humanity, you know? Like, when everyone plays it, I just feel like it loses a little bit of its, like, sort of charm.
I think it's fun when you go back after a few months.
That's true.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Expansion packs are important.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Such a good idea on their part.
Yeah, it's true.
I used to have a lot of like online friends I'd play like an online version with, and there's a ton of like custom decks.
Oh, really?
And so there's a lot more content that you've never seen or heard of before, and it's very enjoyable. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
But playing so much of that has burnt me out from just the default game because it's so
this get stuff. The repeated ones again and again.
Yeah, but going back, I could play. I'd say my timer on being able to play another game has recently clicked. You know, I could play another soon.
It's been a while.
But if I play one, I'd say I have to put that timer back for about, 2 months.
Is that like your sort of waiting period, your morning
period? Yeah, exactly.
Your morning period.
My grief period for Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah. Oh, man, that game was so fun. No,
we're coming up on the 30-minute time on our 5 o'clock hour. We're going to take a quick music break. You've been listening to The Will with Will Wilson.
And Jack Carell.
And Caleb Martin Rosenthal.
Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you after a quick break. This is 91.5.
standing there but never ever talking sense. Just a visitor, you see, so much wanting to be seen. She'd open up the doors and maybe carry us away. It's the customary thing to say or do to a disappointed proud man in his grief. And on Fridays she'd be there, but on Mondays not at all. Just casually appearing from the clock across the hall. Here it goes, la 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 la. Here it goes, la 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 la. And the church should come to claim you with my iron drum. La 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 la.
Tuned into 91.5 WMFO Tufts Radio. You're on the Will, the 5 o'clock hour. And this time we got a couple special guests. If you haven't been listening, we have my friend
Jack Carell.
And my friend
Caleb Martin Rosenthal.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks.
I already said welcome 40 minutes ago.
That's all right.
Yeah. Hey, you know, why not be welcomed twice?
I like that's to be what welcomed I'm always in 40 said. Minute intervals.
Yeah.
So thank you. Yeah. Right on time.
Yeah. All right, good. Sorry, that's my gross paper that no one needs to know.
You're always carrying your gross paper.
You didn't have to tell anyone.
No one, well, I mean, they're wondering. You got to wonder what that static is. Yeah.
It's like, fully. Right. We're lighting a fire in the studio. Right.
Yeah. we're taking a walk through the woods.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that tree. Oh, wow.
All right, that's good. Yeah. That's very good.
Will, that's enough of that. We're good on the Foley. So did you have an iPod Touch?
No.
Breaking out the eye punch.
No, but that's a classic.
Yeah.
That is a classic move.
Because there's all these like old apps that we've been talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Or like if one of your parents had like an iPhone, like there was like all these
just
like
the iPhone.
Yeah, these stupid iconic games. Right. Like one of them was called Pappy Jump. And it was like a game where you jumped on platforms and that's it.
That's it.
It didn't even count how many you jumped on. Just there were no points and there was no winning and nothing happened.
Useless happy waste jump. Of space yeah. for kids to just stare
happy
at this.
Happy jump.
Yeah.
Just like kind of rename it to Big Poppy Jump and it's yeah, David Ortiz yeah, jumping on platforms.
Big Poppy Jump.
What yeah. about what's the one with the ice cream?
Scoops.
Scoops.
Yeah, where you stack ice cream scoops.
Here's another retro throwback. Y'all ever play like mini clip games?
Oh, of course. My gosh.
Like a good. Yeah. Yeah.
Throwback, guys.
I got to say that I've been playing.
Let's go play.
I've been playing mini clip games more often at college than I have
really?
In a long time.
I envy
because,
you.
Well, I don't know what this thing can run. Very little. Mm-hmm. And mini clip has a lot of options.
Right.
Or at least used to.
Yeah,
looks like you have some
the
sort
thing
of beef.
I'm most upset with the there, world today. Miniclip, has
Miniclip
lost
execs
many of
are listening.
I have a little bit of beef with Miniclip because all it does is promote 8-ball pool.
Is that even one of its games?
That's it. I think it's started on Miniclip, but I'm like,
man, Miniclip sold out.
It's like the game equivalent of selling out yeah. is promoting 8-ball pool.
No one likes 8-ball pool. I just want to go back to playing Raft Wars
yeah.
and
yeah.
keep throwing me.
That's what they have. They have Raft Wars and 8-Ball Pool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, have you guys changed?
Yeah.
Yes.
You've changed, man.
Oh, man, you're different.
Dude, Raft Wars is a bad game.
You don't like
Are
Raft
you kidding
Wars?
Me?
It doesn't right, run
Jack,
well
here.
At all.
Like, oh, well,
it's much slower and harder to do anything on than you remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, it was on like my parent our like DSL.
Yep.
Like,
yeah,
it was a slower time back then. So yeah. I didn't yeah. even notice.
Right.
The age of the dinosaurs.
The age yeah. of the yeah. dinosaurs.
Right. On our Hewlett Packard computer.
Yep.
And it like the I remember the monitor had a bunch of dead pixels
oh,
in the corner.
Oh, we had the exact same.
And it like wouldn't like it couldn't handle motion too well. You know, it was kind of like an old movie or something yeah. like that, where like there was a little bit of lag on the screen.
You could see the mouse sort of like try to catch up to itself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You guys ever play on Nitro?
Oh my god,
that was
I
the
actually,
site.
I haven't found anyone here who played on Nitro.
I have not ever.
I would sink hours into Nitro.
That's games. Actually still a good website.
Yeah.
I say that because I was on it recently.
I went on Nitro
it's
last
great.
Week.
The, it's unique. The art style is phenomenal.
All of I showed Caleb the music. Mm-hmm. There's all original
yeah.
music.
Oh, that's what that was from?
Yeah.
Oh, was
what's your
incredible.
Favorite classic Nitro game?
Snowdrift. The one where you're the little Yeti and you run around.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Or
sure.
I liked Final Ninja a lot.
Yeah, that one was good.
And the sequel, Final
Honestly,
Ninja Zero.
Honestly, there's so many good games. My oh, favorite annoying. Ones were Dirk Valentine.
Dirk Valentine.
Was actually, like, incredible. It was, like, a steampunk guy with, like, a broken leg.
Yeah.
Shooting chains at people. Like,
yeah.
like a chain gun.
I totally forgot.
That and then Mutiny. The pirate
Mutiny
one.
Mutiny was one of the best.
I remember sending emails to Nitro.
Oh,
like,
man.
Like formulated emails.
Great job.
I asked my yeah. parents, I'm pretty
I
sure I was like,
Mutiny
I need
today.
An email. And the only reason I wanted my own email was to send Nitro. Hey, could you guys make a Mutiny 2?
Please. It's Will again. I know I reached out yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think they've gotten better with their community interaction nowadays. Oh.
Yeah,
but
they have all those Twitter things on the
Yeah,
side.
Which are always little kids. Like,
yeah,
like, wow, this game's hard.
Yeah. I chose easy. Why can't I win?
I need to win.
I also really liked, I think it was called Fat Cat. It was
yeah.
like where you're running at.
Yeah,
something.
And there's like the two, there's the, you control the mouse.
Yeah, it was very like
oh,
psychedelic.
I think I actually have
yeah.
played that one.
Yeah. Because a lot yeah. of the Nitro games were like hosted on other sites.
Yeah, like Miniclip.
Exactly.
Right.
That's
yeah.
how you found
you
out.
Know what?
I realized.
Yeah.
Why are all these Nitrome thingies on Miniclip? And I was like, whoa. There's like a whole library
wow.
of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you remember what your first email address was?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What was it?
CanCan657.
Oh,
it was that because that was my RuneScape name.
Oh, RuneScape.
Back
classic.
In the days, yeah.
My my first email was Noodle Dude, because I love noodles, but I wanted it to be Pants Ripper, which my mom wouldn't allow. And I was so angry about it.
Really?
Yeah, I was, and I couldn't fathom why. Why won't you let me do Pants Ripper? Because it was about that SpongeBob episode where he like rips his pants. Yeah.
Mine was my email until very recently. I made it in third grade. And the problem is, and it's really interesting, that I feel like we might be the first generation where like it's really hard to move on from like a digital persona because you pour so much into it.
Yeah.
Caleb's talking about he's catfished many people and isn't sure which is his real life.
Was your first email like something? It must have been something like okay stupid. To use. Yeah. Was it like Cool Caleb 95 or something?
No. It was Shmoobro.
Shmoobro.
Because we called my little brother Shmoo, and then I was his brother, so I added that to the end.
So it wasn't even like your identity.
It was like my reference to someone else.
It's also important that your brother's younger than you.
Oh,
right?
Significantly. Yeah. He was probably two
and
or one.
He got the name in the email, Shmoo. Not even you.
Shmoo is the boss.
Exactly.
I kind of wish my email was something like Bobby Basketball 1999.
Your name's not Robert, though.
I still use one, Papa Onion.
Oh, yeah.
That I use like for like anytime I have to sign up for a free trial or something. Yeah, basically.
Yeah. I have one like that.
Yeah.
The email I use now is still weird.
Really?
And anytime I tell someone my email, they're like, that's interesting. and it's like, I just, because I put too much time into it.
Exactly.
And I have all my accounts attached to it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So until I get a professional career, I'm not changing
it. It's really hard to get out of it. I did it the other week, and it took me like 4 hours figure out how to like
forward all those emails.
Like, forward everything and like change things, you know, go into like an account like a Venmo or something that you have to just remember. Oh, I have to change that. I have to like Bank of America, like all this stuff.
Crud, yeah, that's...
Yeah, it was really
How am I going to change anything?
But here's what I was thinking. Like, you just, like, the sooner you do it, the way better. Like, if you wait 3 years, that's, like, another level.
Oh, I'm too deep.
Before I came here, I made, like, a professional one that I'm just, like, using very sparingly. Yeah. Like, I'm not switching accounts over and stuff like that. Like, I just use it when, like, someone reaches out to me. Pretty much just when people reach out to me personally. I'd probably use it for, like... If, like, I wanted to reach out to people for, like, internships or something like that, or, like, sexual favors. Or
like a LinkedIn.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of those are very similar.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. It's something you need a LinkedIn for.
Right.
I made a LinkedIn in, like, third grade.
No way. LinkedIn wasn't even out in third grade.
I promise you. Not third grade. Like, fifth grade.
Wow. What was your main 11. Selling point?
Jack Correll.
Jack Correll. Papa Onion.
It was actually like nothing was. I didn't put anything.
It was like a minimalist
there.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Okay. I want them to come to me. The weird thing is, like, all my like teachers like friended me on LinkedIn.
That's
very
strange.
We want all the contacts we can have.
Well, I mean, nowadays, like, they're gonna be wanting that. You know, look where you're at now, Jack.
Yeah, I'm on The Will.
The Will with Will Wilson.
Will Wilson. Yeah, they're gonna be like, "I heard you. Good thing I have you on LinkedIn."
You're at Tufts.
When you were small.
You're a freshman at Tufts. Who knows where you're going after this?
Who knows?
Yeah. You know,
we're probably back to bed.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back to bed.
Oh, well, that's not.
I mean, okay, but can we just unrelated thought petition to change the name of the show to The Will Wilson? Like, add a Will.
Get off.
Okay, I'm leaving.
We still have 10 more minutes, so I can't really like just end the show there. But
that's not a perfect punchline to end the show.
I let the record show that I would like to be done now because Caleb made me upset.
Made that joke.
Wasn't really. It was a serious point. I'll frame it as a joke to make myself feel better and to shield myself.
Why do you want it to be the Will Wilson?
I just think it's funny because there's so many occurrences of the word Will.
I can't believe. I almost forgot an important part of the show.
Oh.
We have 10 minutes left, so this is our PSA binder.
Oh, man.
I should have introduced this to you guys over the break, but we were having such a good conversation.
Right.
All we have to do is read a PSA.
Oh.
I'll just pick one out for you guys, and you guys can read it for us, all right?
We can alternate words.
Words, yeah. Sounds.
Maybe not that.
Syllables.
Maybe not that, but I'll find a good one for you guys.
All right. Sounds good.
That's the sound of paper flipping.
Yeah.
This is not the sound of walking through the woods.
Lighting paper on fire.
Oh, it's so warm.
Man. I thought we were done.
It's so warm.
Hey, we got to buy time.
Right.
All right.
That's someone dragging a truck.
Dragging.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Like, all right.
That's the sound of rain.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the one I really like for you guys to read.
The same one every time?
No. Never.
While we're critiquing the show, how do you feel about changing it so that you only play cartoon theme songs?
You know, I feel like doing like a thematic show like that would be fun for one limiting. Show.
Yeah.
and then the next show, this is already tiring.
One show, you'd run out of
every single thing of your source material.
They're all 30 seconds.
Right.
Yeah. Because for like when it was like the holidays, my buddy and I, we did a full like holiday themed show,
and so
we played Christmas songs and like Jewish songs and whatnot.
Right.
And I remember playing like both the Heat Miser and Frost Miser ballads,
so
and like all that. And I'm like, what more songs do we have? Like I played the Grinch, and that's it. Like there's a very like limited choice.
Right,
okay, the Grinch is an incredible song.
Yeah, it is.
Like, yeah, like the baritone.
Oh my god.
Is that easy?
You're a mean one.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Grinch.
I never realized how silky smooth your voice was, Will, until I brought it on radio. Yeah. It's amazing.
This is my only time to show off.
Right.
Right.
I can't really do too much with it in real life.
Hey, this is it's real life right now, buddy.
It is real life.
We're not dreaming.
We're awake.
Contrary to popular belief.
We are awake. Oh, look, the sun's coming up.
That's
a street lamp.
Oh, I always do that.
That's what's actually really cool. That's what's really cool about like a morning show is you can sit in the station and see the sun rise in the window. That's really nice. Something kind of poetic about that. If I went all the way to 7, you could see like it literally turned from night to day. It's really neat.
Wow.
All right. I see no better reason than that to extend this.
You know, you can look at the sun.
All right, we're gonna give you this one. I'm gonna give you this one because I can't find the unless it's like I'll do like one final look.
Okay.
But I don't think the one I really want you guys to do is here.
We should get you some post-it notes to mark.
Maybe I should give you this one.
Yeah, we'll do that right now.
That would be very helpful. Actually, we're gonna give you guys this one. This one's a bit funnier.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Here. There you go.
I'll do this one.
Read the title and then read it.
Yeah, we'll I'll do this, Jess, and you do the rest.
this is interesting. The Museum of Science presents a mirror maze.
The Museum of Science presents a mirror maze. Numbers in Nature, an interactive and immersive new traveling exhibit that exposes and explains the mathematical patterns that surround us every day in the natural world. From the nested spirals of a sunflower's seeds to the ridges of a majestic mountain range to the layout of the universe.
The 17-square-foot elaborate mirror maze includes...
1,700.
I'm sorry.
A shower.
The 1,700 feet. The 1,700 square foot elaborate mirror maze includes an immersive theater, plenty of hands-on activities for the whole family, plus fun dead ends and a small secret room hidden within. Throughout this interactive experience, you'll come to appreciate the beauty of our world through numbers.
For more information about the Mirror Maze exhibit, which is included with exhibit hall's admission, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the museum's website at mos.org. That's mos.org. Or call 617/723/2500.
This has been a public service announcement from the Museum of Science and your math and science loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Education.
Educational.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
That was probably the worst line read.
It really was.
17 square foot museum. It's an ant farm.
It's an ant farm.
It's amazing.
We're really hitting a demographic, too. Like, these are all the parents driving to work right now.
You're right.
That you just told that to.
Hello, parents.
I mean, because what this shows us right here, this is all of our online listeners.
Okay.
But there's hundreds, if not thousands, of car listeners.
Right.
And it's not millions. Right?
Who's to say?
Right, yeah. Will?
Who knows?
Yeah. Like, lots.
If not countries of listeners.
Full countries of required listening.
Yeah. Couple different worlds tune in.
Like, like realities?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the radio signal gets there.
Right. And we get to bring entertainment right to their
That's what it's all about.
Car doorstep.
I don't know if they can make it to the Museum of Science, but...
Yeah.
All right, well,
We only have 5 more minutes left. All right. I think it's about time. Thank you guys for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for
having us. This hour flew by. This is incredible. I only wish we had a couple more.
Me
so
too.
Me too.
We're gonna tune out real quick. Before, if you were listening, you heard Flower Trucks Dying to Hear and John Kills Paris 1919. We're gonna end on a song called Cute Thing by Car Seat Headrest. Hope you enjoy. And we'll catch you next week, 5 o'clock hour on Tuesday. This has been The Will with Will Wilson.
Jack Carell.
Caleb Martin Rosenthal.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Please have us again.
I got so fucking romantic, I apologize. Let me light your cigarette. Come visit Kansas for a week of debauchery songs. So far.